Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, it's May? Yeah, that's right, May. I don't know why I keep getting that wrong. May 8th, 2022, hour two of the show. Wow, interesting. We're really heading down some interesting paths this morning, and we've got Keith Rogers coming up next. Let's just jump in. Hey, Keith, how are you?
Well, good morning, Steve. Good morning, Alan. Hope you guys are doing fine.
Howdy.
Yeah, we're doing good. I got that video. I was kind of watching it earlier this morning before the show about the nuclear war in Los Alamos work group, I think they were. It's a very interesting conversation, but it seemed, man, everybody just forgets the basics of nuclear war. What's on your mind today, Keith?
Well, I'll comment first on that. Remember in that video how they were willing to accept over 60 million casualties of Americans, and that was in the 80s when that was produced. So now add with today's population, imagine how many casualties that would be, as well as the amount of doctors that would be killed and stuff, and the mass burials and everything like that, no identifications, all that stuff, you know. Anyway, the reason I called him is kind of like what your caller before last had said there, but, you know, the amount of deception that Americans have to face, one, it was Captain Eric Nave, who was 94 when he died. There's an article in the New York Times about it, and he was born in Adelaide. He joined the Australian Navy in 1916. And he later spent 2 years in the British Navy, and in 1919 he decided to study Japanese, learning it so well that in 1924 a Japanese admiral called him a genius. But what's so important about this? Well, he was the Aussie that broke the Imperial Japanese Code in 1939, 2 years before the war broke out. The article goes on to say the denial of this information was no accident, the book says, but the deliberate policy of Churchill himself to achieve his aim of dragging America into the war. And if you paid any attention to David Irving in his book Churchill, you can see exactly, and of course David Irving is kind of slighted on that because it was with that Britain gave away its sovereignty to the United States to become its new empire, you know, but... what gets me is Bojo over there in Britain this morning was out there platituding his Nazi soldiers over there in Ukraine. And this is no different than watching the former enemies of the United States, Japan, Germany. And the reason why Japan always sticks in my craw is because in March of 2011, I'd received an email from a good friend of mine. And it was after the earthquake and tsunami that happened over there in Japan.
Right.
And he says, this would get rid of the rest of them bastard we missed over there during Pearl Harbor. And of course, he was referencing the nuclear reactor accidents over there with the meltdowns. And I asked him, why are you so callous toward the Japanese? And he says, well, my father was on the USS Arizona. My grandfather was on the USS Arizona. And so I supplied him with all this information. And, you know, the fact is even then, the Soviets were our ally, Today, everything's turned around. Japan and Germany are allies. And the Soviets, or Russia, is now the enemy. But what they're doing right now with the support of these so-called Ukrainians. I've seen images now where they're actually adding a surcharge on tickets when you eat out, that you're being charged $1 for Ukraine. I mean, this is ridiculous. But anyway, the point is they are actually pissing on the graves of World War II veterans, where over in America, over 400,000 boys lost their lives fighting the Nazis. Today, where your tax dollars are actually being used to support those Nazis.
Yeah.
Kind of brings up, we've never been at war with East Asia. We've always been at war with Eurasia. Yeah. Kind of brings up 1984, don't it?
Yeah, it sure does. And, It just gets me the fact that, you know, when you see a pro-lifer is arrested for anything on abortion or anti-war, it seems like the only one that isn't arrested are those that promote war and death.
Yeah. Well, I do remember back...
No, it's the whole Krupp, you know, munitions and, you know, makers. Hell, like I said, up until just recently, the head of the European Union was a Junkers, from the Junkers munitions, you know, and aircraft corporations, you know? It's the same bastards.
Yeah, what'd you say, Alan?
About, you know, up until just recently, a Junkers was the president of the European Union, you know?
Yeah.
You know, Junkers, that was a munitions, you know, aircraft manufacturer over in Europe. You know, it's these same damn families are still in power. You know, yes, they're the ones, they make bank, they play games, they revel in our misery and our death, and it continues on.
Joy to the world. Joy to the world.
Yeah. Oh. What gets me, guys, is the fact that no matter how you look at it, the deceit is so bad. And now we have our Ministry of Information coming out. It, like you mentioned a minute ago, you know, that it is 1984, you know. But can you imagine all those people who patriotically sent their sons off to a war, and you can envision all the older videos like you mentioned, whether it was the Sands of Iwo Jima or whatever like that, you know, of some distraught mother sending her son off on a train to go to a war like that. These are all based on total lies. And to summarize it is, how many people are you personally willing to allow to die to maintain your lifestyle?
I don't know. Is it a maintainable lifestyle? I don't think so.
Well,
you know,
well, that's just
no matter who dies.
These wars are all allegedly fought in our names. And so for you to have your nice computer or cell phone, that means you need the cobalt mined by some little black boy over there in the Congo or whatever like that, you know. It's the same as striking a match. How many people over in Indonesia that mine that sulfur from those active volcanoes and have to suffer their lung damage and cancers and stuff like that? Are you willing to allow you? I mean, the list goes on and on like that of people that allow this stuff to happen, and all they think about is themselves. You know, they're creature comforts and everything like that. And then when we get down to the nitty-gritty of it, name one politician that you know that hasn't lied. And the only one I can actually say is Obama. And why is that? Because when he said he's good at killing people, and he was.
Yeah. Now, a lot of times Obama said something and he really didn't even say anything, but people thought that he said something. He was a tricky little bugger.
Yep. All right, well, that's all.
Once again, we're talking basically corporate greed and corporate profit. The special class playing games, profiting off everyone else's misery, and the mind manipulation, mind control is so deep in today's world. Especially, it's always been there, but it's global at this point.
Yeah, well, you know, actually, there's a good video series called Dangerous Roads. It's from all the different countries in the world. If you look at the one in Peru, it involves immigration and stuff. And, of course, to all those people that can't stand immigration, I behoove you to go to the UN website where it says UN Forced Immigration and go down to the United States where it says by 2050 there'll be over 1 billion people here. And, of course, they're not going to be whites. But this is where history has been shaded so much. The Aztecans, actually, it seems like their origin was either in New Mexico or the Four Corners or actually Utah, Salt Lake City. And this has been proven by parks that are there that are named for it, everything like that. And so when someone says, go home to your own country, you know, well, again, a lot of these old tribes and stuff were forced out of America as the immigrants from Europe came over, you know. And that's one thing that's always kind of stuck in my father, because when the U.S. sent that general down there across the Mexican border there to start this U.S. and Mexican war like that, in which in the Treaty of Hidalgo, Mexico had to succeed was it 7 states? And so first we have the immigrants from Europe taking over and killing hundreds of millions, well, not hundreds of millions, but millions and millions of Indians, Native Americans. And then we had the Mexican War, to where then they stole Texas to California. And we sit here with the audacity to call it our country, and this is a country that no matter what we do, we're supposed to sit there and say, God bless America. And then as we sit there and we're promoting this liberal democracy across the planet where everyone's got to be gay and happy, and if we're all that way, we're all going to live in peace together. I mean, that's how absurd things are. And then the wars. If anyone ever learned about what all the CIA has done and stuff like that to all these Central and Latin American countries, and again, all in your name, the death squads, the financing of ISIS and Al-Qaeda, which is no different than financing Nazis. I mean, this is all being done in our names, and it's no wonder that when you see people like over in Iran that are burning the U.S. flag and chanting death to America, people are catching on to what this country has been doing, and even Americans now are waking up, and that's why you're getting your Ministry of Truth.
Yep. They've got to keep the control mechanism in place.
That's it. Anyway, boys, you guys take care, okay? Good to hear from you.
Oh, all right. You know, appreciate you.
Teddy Roosevelt charging up San Juan Hill. Yeah, you know, it's all these illusions that we're given. You know, go America. You know, we're the best, most greatest thing everest. You know, the people and the mindset they instilled in the people, yes, we're probably one of the best, most industrious on the planet. But the true power controllers created that, and we lived it for a short time, but now they're definitely taking that away. I mean, Steve, how many people, normal people, you think can afford a house in Fredericksburg now? Average price, what, like $566,000 or something? And that's if you happen to find a little two-bedroom, what used to be called a Sunday house. You know, much less a three-bedroom ranch house. I mean, that's probably up in the $600,000-$700,000 range.
Yeah, give it 10 years, it's going to be a strange caste system around here. People that live in boxes or tubes, and people that, well, they have too big of a house for one person.
Colorado, they actually put it in our face, Steve. A couple of years ago, they came out with an article in the paper, "The Aspenization of Fredericksburg." And folks, what happened?
Just wait till they own the debt.
The mountain resort, you know, beautiful mountains, skiing, beautiful people, and everyone started moving there, driving up the property values, and then the people that they expected to work in their little shops and everything couldn't afford to live there. So, you know, they drive themselves out of their wonderful little beautiful mountain chalets.
We as being they, right, before we get to you, Art, hang on, I want to finish this conversation. We as being they, the city of Fredericksburg, has never found a dollar that it didn't want to borrow, right? You know, they want to build a this, and they want to build a that, and they're going deeper and deeper and deeper in debt, right? And it's going like, oh, crap. You guys are sure burying each other.
Is it really debt, Steve? What do the CAFR funds have in them?
What do you, you know, I don't know. But do you think they're going to be used to pay off their debts?
No.
They're going to be pilfered. They'll be pilfered, any money that this place has when it starts going down. It'll be pilfered and stuck into somebody's pocket, and they'll run off into oblivion.
Thank God that globalist, hippie, communist bastard is going to get back into mayor, huh? Well, Gerald Hoover, he's going to save us.
Well, he did get reelected, I hear. You know, that's the latest on the street. So, you know, we're now safe, Alan. We're, you know, there you go. Isn't that great? Hey, let's go to the phones, 512-248-8252. That's the call-in number. You guys know the 800 number, so I won't repeat it. And let's go to Art. Art, hello, Art. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. You know, we've been all over the place.
I flip in and out of sanity, but physically I'm pretty good.
I hear you. I'm calling about this Roe v. Wade thing. You know, I find it really interesting that the left is having absolute and total meltdowns over the Supreme Court simply saying that this should be a states' rights issue. Leave it to the states to decide. And, you know, if you, And you know, actually, I'm kind of, I'm not kind of, I am in favor of the states making the laws. There are currently 13 states that have anti-abortion laws ready to go into effect the very moment the actual ruling is made public and say, okay, now it's official. 13 states have anti-abortion laws going into effect immediately, which I find is very great because, you know, Georgia is one of those states. And, you know, they have this really great thing called Vote With Your Feet. So what I'm hoping is that all the pro-abortion people here in Georgia will pack up and leave and go to California. You want to talk about an exodus, man? That's what I'm looking forward to right there. But, you know, will it happen? Who knows? But, you know, on this issue of abortion, you know, it's interesting that all the way for years and years and years, the left has said, my body, my choice, until COVID came along. And then all of a sudden, well, it might be your body, but it's not your choice. You have to get the vaccines and all. And all of a sudden now they're back to my body, my choice again. Well, you know, you can't have it one way, you know, and not allow it to go all the way. I mean, if it's my body, my choice, it's my body, my choice. But the real kicker for me was over the last week, you know, we got people like Oprah Winfrey weighing in, and everybody loves to hear what Oprah has to say. And she comes out and says that abortion should be an issue between her and her child. Oh, so you admit it's a child.
Yeah.
So what does that say about abortion?
Well, I mean, see, did you actually sit down? I don't get my truth from Oprah. I prefer Kim Kardashian.
But, I mean, I heard that and I'm like, wait a minute. Did you actually sit down with that fetus and have a conversation to find out if that fetus was okay with being murdered? I mean, how ridiculous. These people are just off the wall. I mean, I hate to use the S word, but stupid. Then there's the R word. Retarded. Can you be stupid retarded?
You know,
I'm thinking that's where I'm going with this.
One thing, actually, there's a couple things in there. But one thing you said, I can't imagine why they can go all wackadoo on states' rights. And I get that, right? You know, but I can, right? You can cause those wahoos to go into a tizzy over peanut butter. Right. You know, you do it right. We can start the peanut butter wars. Right. You know, peanut butter. We already had the peanut butter wars, didn't we? We didn't have riots about the peanut butters, but they banned peanut butter from planes. No peanuts. We hate peanuts. We love peanuts. Peanuts are good. You know, they're really stupid. But, you know, man, you know, back in the early days of Steve, that would be my life. I was a low information person. Now that I look back at it, you know, my head was stuck in a book learning about computers, and that's all I focused on. And I left thinking about politics and the world around me to, well, I'll just read this a little bit and I understand the subject, right? No, I understand the opinion of the writer, the editor about a subject, and maybe it was not as as controlled back then, right, in the 70s and the 80s, 90s, right, there's different levels of control. You know, yesterday the subject of the Unabomber came up, right, and I go, oh, okay, well, we need to, like, revisit what that was all about, right, because, you know, I remember the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski and all that, and well, how did that come to light, right? And so I started doing a little bit of refresher, and it turns out that, you know, it was the Washington Post and the New York Times, right, two very incredible sources posted, you know, his manifesto, which I have yet to read. You know, I was meaning to, but, you know, I probably read it back in the day, right, but then I just let it, you know, slip sideways, right? But for the most part, Art, you know, I think that, well, you know, he talked about the control mechanism that kind of blanketed our society, didn't he? You know, about
enslave us. Yes.
Yeah.
And he was right on target too.
Yeah, it's a damn shame. And, you know, it's a damn shame. Right? But why did the New York Times run that article, right? Why did the Washington Post put it out there? In the end, the lore, right, the story of the stories goes, it was that posting of the article by the courageous New York Times and the Washington Post that allowed his brother to turn in him, and they found him in a shack with no light, no power, and no running water, and though mankind was now safe to be engulfed by the machine that is technology.
Huh.
Crap. Okay. You feel safer now? I don't. Oh, well. Sorry, that's my sideways rant on you, Art.
That's okay. But, you know, it's just interesting to watch as the left goes through meltdowns. And I found something really interesting. Within, like, just a couple hours after the leak of this document, and I really hope they find out who leaked it and really hand them their ass on a platter, because whoever leaked this needs to have their law license revoked and needs to face some criminal charges as well, in my opinion. But, you know, I found it really interesting that within just a couple hours after this leak, there was this massive protest with all these really professional-looking signs. And I'm sorry, but this had to been, they had to had foreknowledge of this. I mean, there's no way they came up with these beautiful, professionally made signs in just 2 hours' time and hundreds of people out there marching on the steps. No way that was organic. That was all staged. Every bit of that.
You know, once again, I bring up, you know, folks, there are thousands of what are, air quote, think tanks out there that get paid for sitting around thinking. They just get paid just for thinking. No, they get paid for developing things like what Art's talking about. They develop policy. They develop scripts. They're given a scenario, and they develop and they produce it. This is what think tanks actually do.
Yeah. Hey, about those pre-printed signs and T-shirts and all that, you know, Ernie Hancock out in Arizona for a long time, he had an activist center, and he used to talk about how, a flashpoint on a subject can really be ignited with printed T-shirts and professionally made signs, and he had a warehouse that was set up with presses and T-shirt printing, so they find out that there's going to be something tomorrow at the Capitol, and all of a sudden they just go down to the printing thing and we got T-shirts. We show up with T-shirts, and they go, "Who the hell are these guys?" Right? So when we deal with that, just-in-time printing, you know, they could have had them stockpiled, right, and know that they're going to be effective someday. And then they just drag them out, right? You know, this battle has been going on for how many years, Art? 50? You know, everybody's hedging their bets and trying to get positioned for the next, you know, hoo-ha-ha. But, you know, yeah, I do believe that it's pre-planned, like you say, you know. And that person that leaked it, they're probably going to get promoted. So that's probably chapter three. You know,
yeah, isn't that interesting how these people always seem to move up the ladder instead of down the ladder? I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. But
they remain good little malleable subjects and puppets, yes.
Yeah, but you know what's a son of a bitch? You know, they comply and they follow that thing, and then the guys, you know, one day some guy walks over to you and says, "Hey, Joe, we need you to do..." Okay, I guess my mic's going south on me. Let me change that.
There you go, came back.
There you go.
Those poor bastards, they do a service for their people, right, the leftist lunatics, and I think they do something like this. "Hey, Joe, we're going to now call you Jolene. We need you to cut off your, you know what, and wear a dress." You're like, but I did... do want to live. And I don't know that that happens.
But I was an Olympic hero, and now you want me to be a trainee?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, Art.
One last thing, and then I'll get off and let y'all go on. McCorvey. That Norma McCorvey is the woman who everyone knows as Jane Roe. Came out several years ago and admitted that the whole thing was a lie. Now, here's my argument. If the whole thing was a lie, by law, the entire abortion argument should be thrown out of the window and Roe v. Wade immediately overturned because it was all based on a lie. Why are they still trying to push something that was built on a lie?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks, guys.
How about those monkey trials? That's been around a lot longer.
All right, y'all have a great one.
Ah, okay. Hey, well, that's interesting. We've got a couple callers. Let's quick go over to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you today? Thanks for taking my call.
Well, welcome to the show.
Well, I tell you, this abortion stuff really got things lit up pretty good, and I know it's not just the West Coast that had a meltdown. I got to point out that our own Senator Warren was out there picking her nose in public, too, really just going completely berserk. But, you know, these guys are in a catch-22 position, the deep state. You see, we know that the international bankers, you know, this is nothing but a glorified Ponzi scheme, the Federal Reserve. And like every Ponzi scheme, you need new suckers. And without those new suckers, the Ponzi scheme implodes. So at a time where the financial system needs a flood of new suckers, the deep state is trying to depopulate, trying to kill their new suckers. You know, they got quite a problem here, as if, you know, they can't bring new people into the system. It's going to implode, which it's doing. And at the same time, they just got this bloodthirst for killing babies under the guise of women's health. Now, the whole thing, the whole system is unstable right now. And the worst thing that we the people could do, in my estimation, is let up any pressure at all. And I was talking about this last night, how conservatives, by and large, and even constitutionalists, are kind of reserved people. They're not loud and boisterous and in your face. And because of that inherent characteristic of conservative-leaning people, we've given up a lot of ground. We really have. We just sat there quietly. We keep our head low when people start hurling names and calling you a racist and all kinds of things. The conservative-minded person has basically given consent through silence. They've been quiet too long. If we stand
you know,
up...
Dave, that's a problem with, you know, conservatives, you know, whatever you want to name them, you know, most just good, decent people, you know, they're not radical. They don't want to tell everyone else how to live their lives. We just want to be left in peace, be left to hell alone, to try to lead an as enjoyable life as we can without hurting everyone else and making everyone else live exactly like we think everyone else has to live, you know? Whereas, you know, these radicals... They think that, you know, that whether it's indoctrinated or whether they actually believe it, they think that we all have to live exactly how they think that we should live instead of us living our own individual lives. And, folks, you know, this is Dave from Redfield Politics. His show's on Saturday night. Listen to him all the time. Love his show.
Hang.
Love his input.
Hey, hang on there, Dave. We got to do the break. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn,
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Beep. You, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
So here we fight all through the night. Go
all right. We're back.
Republic of Texas Radio. Do you hear me, world? Poor you. Anyways, hey, Republic of Texas Radio, we're joined with Dave Kopax, right? He has Red Pill Politics. He's from Saturday night. He's late night guy. That's really good. I have heard your show, by the way, Dave. You know, I don't stay up that late a lot of times, but I do enjoy it. You were talking about the left and the right. Let's just call them that. And we give a lot of stuff to the left, right? They're all, I feel like a kitten. Okay, you can go ahead and be a kitten. Then all of a sudden they want to do something else, and we've given up a lot, is one statement that you've made. And I agree with that, too. But, you know, the little abortion thing, the abortion fight right now, I remember when I was a kid, when they were first starting Roe versus Wade. And there was a battle between the left and right in the abortion clinics. And the Christians were all gathered around these abortion clinics, and they were blockading people and trying to keep them from going in. And it was a big fight, and people were burning those things down. But that was a long time ago. Do you remember that time, Dave?
I do. And now the churches have been conditioned to be obedient, or at least silent in this, give their consent through silence. That horrible 501c3 situation they got themselves in. Only churches that I know out there that I associate with, in fact, the one that married us is not a 501c3. And they preach the Bible, what's in it, period. The mm-hmm. churches nowadays, you get one activist that stands up in church and said that, you know, because you advocate for not killing babies or traditional marriage, that this is hate speech and you can lose your status with the IRS. You know, right. you can't lose the status you don't have. These churches got to shed those chains that bind them so that they can speak freely, you know, just in terms of, you know, freedom of, the churches. But, yeah, they got it so polarized right now where you don't, like, you were talking about how so many people, activists, came out when this new ruling was leaked, and how instantaneous it was and how polished it was. And I agree with you, but I think what we've got is such a polarized populace right now that all they need is a little hint from their career politician handlers and heroes, you know, which side of the fence they're on something, and the attack is automatic. It's instantaneous. It's like the Colorado Project all over again at the national level, where, you know, the same people that are, like with the Occupy movement, I see these anarchists coming together, you know, with Antifa and BLM. All of these radical movements are underpinned by, at least in my area, I see the same anarchists traveling from one area to the next. Just to cause strife and division in the population. But we're so polarized, they just need a signal from their political handlers to go crazy in the streets. And they've got to nail down this abortion thing. Because I'll tell you something, this is an event in a person's life that is life-changing. Myself, I've always been an engaged father. And there's only a couple of things in my life, and God is one of them. And my children, the first thing when they came into this world, they literally slid into my hands, and it was life-changing. So a lot of these crazy people that you see, the purple-haired freaks out there, just with a bloodthirst to kill babies, if they were ever allowed to bring a baby to term and hold and look at that baby, it would change their life. They wouldn't be radicals in the street trying to burn it down anymore. They'd be trying to protect that little life. It's life-changing. So the Elizabeth Warrens of the world have to make sure that these kids never think the other way and bring a baby to term, because it'll change them. They'll lose an activist. They'll lose a progressive.
You know,
and Dave, you mentioned the control of the churches. You know, I know this isn't every church, but, you know, the church, like I said, my great-grandfather was the first Lutheran minister at. You know, you go in and, you know, you get a little pamphlet, you know, order of worship, you know. And I got to looking at it, and I turned it over to the back side and looked way down at the bottom, and you know what? The order of service is copyrighted by the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. So, you know, they're not doing anything on their own volition up there. They are basically scripted. You know, and it is copyrighted. That order of worship is copyrighted by the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. This might not be every church, but yes, you talk about the control and why they don't talk about certain things and only talk about the good, fluffy stuff, because that keeps the tithing coming in, doesn't it?
They get notices from the IRS, not so much what to preach, but literally send them a list of things that you're probably not going to want to touch on because it will jeopardize your status. So this type of campaign actually happens to your church administrators.
Yeah. And they probably think it's normal. You know, you touched on the subject of the purple-haired people, right? You know, and they might be the tattooed folk, right? Whatever, right? Overly individualed. You know, there's been that war on the individual, right? The war on the family for a long time. And I really see a lot of those guys as casualties, and they're echoing the same thing over and over again. Right now, when we talk about abortion, a lot of their answer is, well, I'm never going to have kids. I wouldn't bring kids into a world like this. They never even know the wonderfulness of being a parent and all that. They're just afraid of the world around them. They really don't know anything. They've already been attacked since day one and told how to be an individual, and where that is, it's like a battle for mankind, right? And they are almost fallen soldiers. You know, I don't know how many times I've heard this conversation in the last week and a half since the latest leak or whatever nonsense that we're going through right now. It's like, well, I'm never going to have kids and this, that, and whatever. I might as well just get fixed because I don't, you know, okay, I'm going to get married, but I probably will be divorced a couple times. Why are you even getting married? Right? You know, you're not, they're emulating life.
The movie Idiocracy comes to mind when you're talking about that, Steve, about the two smart people with the high IQ sitting over there. Well, the stock market just isn't right to bring children into the world today. Meanwhile, Jimmy Joe Bob over here is just popping out babies left and right, the stupidest things ever put on the planet, you know?
Oh, it's sad. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Dave, you got anything else? Kind of appreciate you calling in. Final thoughts?
Oh, I knew I was going to get a hold of you guys sometime here, and like to wish all the moms out there a happy Mother's Day, too, and you guys just keep up. Keep at it out there. You can't unlearn the truth, and we'll get our republic back one mind at a time if we have to.
Okay.
And Dave, I love listening to your show because your background is kind of like mine. You were over on East Coast, but, you know, you talk about going up in the mountains, and, you know, I think I heard you say the other one, not this show, but the last show, one of the two, you said, you know, I really wish I wouldn't have to be doing all this stuff. I'd much rather be out fishing.
Half a
country away, but similar mindsets, my friend.
Yeah, I think I say that at almost every show, but, you know, I got to sleep at night, and right now there'll be no fishing for my grandkids. If we don't re-inspire liberty in this country.
Yeah.
I agree, my friend.
That's true. Okay. Well, take care, man. Thanks for calling in.
All right. You guys have a great show. Thank you.
Okay. You know, it's kind of weird, right? No fish in the stream, but they've got a plan for that. The plan is really Agenda 21, right? You know, and they can do the 2030, 2050, whatever. Rewilding. Getting rid of people's habitats. You know, we touched on all sorts of things today, Alan. But, you know, in California, they're starting to do the pod people thing again, and they're trying to make it popular. I guess they could fit. But they need to have bigger pods. They're not exactly pods, and they didn't really clarify it. And I saw this blip come through where they can get 38 people into a house. Right, so they have 38 individuals will share a house, then shared kitchen and shared, you know, bathroom, shower, blah, 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 blah. And so they're trying to make that happen, right? And here in Texas, what are we doing? They're building up the cities, and everybody buys mobile homes. Heck, Alan, my neighbors just moved, and they took their house. You ever see that happen? You know, I'm sitting there, you know, they sold out to a winery or whatnot, and all of a sudden I see this truck come up, and it starts moving their house, and it sets them up, and two trucks come the next day and drive off with their house, and, you know, the guy that used to own our land came over and goes, oh, yeah, well, they sold. I guess it's going to be a winery or something like that, and so I'm going to have winos to the right of me, winos to the left of me, and how long is Steve going to survive here? Who knows? But we knew this day was coming. But all these days are coming. You know, what we've been talking about for so long, the land of the pod people, right? So you want to share a pod with the chick next door? You know, she has tattoos up.
And Steve,
you know, purple hair.
I'm actually starting to get cold calls on the telephone now of people wanting my property. Not just mailers in the mail. I'm actually getting them start calling me now. So you're being driven out. It probably will not be too long. It maybe in my lifetime, my property is close enough but far enough away from town. It is very desirable. There are little gated communities going in everywhere as the kids move off and live under fluorescent lights and type on keyboards in the big madhouse cities. And there will come a time where if they can't eminent domain me for a gated community, they'll just do a takings, you know, and I'll be damned if I'm going to be the only body bag leaving this property, but, you know, I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah. Hey, we got James from Canada back on the line. Let's go back to him real quick. Hey, James, what's going on, man? I see you. Hi.
Yeah, you guys asked me, like, where did I get these ideas from, right? So let's go back to the 1980s, let's say 85, 86. That was kind of like the Shangri-La period for relations between the United States, China, and Hong Kong, right? Well, let's try this scenario here. Why not keep Hong Kong British and have Taiwan get closer to China, you see? This was being talked about, and then you had the mysterious death of Chiang Kai-shek's son in 1988, which he did not die of natural causes. I mean, people on the street were talking about this in Taiwan. I was there. I heard it. Okay. Then comes 1989, and you have the kids in Tiananmen Square, and the Chinese government through Hong Kong, the Beijing government, ordered stun guns from Taiwan. The Chinese government didn't have stun guns, but Taiwan made them. So they ordered the stun guns from Taiwan to go to Hong Kong, and then they'd be imported into Beijing, right? Well, somebody in Hong Kong stopped the stun guns, wouldn't let them in, because they said, well, we don't want the students to be hurt, right? Then comes later, toward June, you see, so they couldn't use the stun guns. So, yeah, they had the army there, and then you have shots of the post-Tiananmen situation, and you have all the windows in the U.S. Embassy shot out. You know what I mean? Now, why was the army shooting at the windows of the U.S. Embassy, right? Why? Yeah, because there's the shooters there, you see? But that didn't get reported, see?
Real quick, something I wanted to ask you. You know, when you were over in China, you know, we hear all the time about, you know, Joseph Mengele and the bad Nazis, you know, all these medical experiments. While you were over in China, did anyone ever over there ever talk about Unit 731 and various probably other organizations that the Japanese and just the brutal crap that they did to the Chinese people and the Korean people, and just, you want to talk about freaking just evil crap. You know, that was there.
Yeah.
You know, and once again, they were brought over, you know, the paperclip stuff. You know, they were brought into our scientific community afterward. You don't hear about that too much.
Right, right. Well, yes, it was going on in Taiwan big time. They had labs where they were working on snake venoms and all kinds of things. And but the Taiwan people had a closer rapport with Japan than the Chinese on the mainland. And this is something, again, China is upset about, because Taiwan is very close to Japan. It's been going on since 1895, and even still today, the infrastructure in Taiwan comes from Japan, because Japan gives very good service. And even Japan does that in China now, you see, high-speed trains and whatnot. So, yeah, they are. You're right about the warfare. And again, you see, my point is, relationships have been strained by people who would like to incite violence, all right? And this is the thing, you see, this is how these wars start. They don't start like you just mentioned the group.
Pearl
like
Harbor?
The Brookings Institution, well, the Rand Corporation, Brookings. Yeah, these guys, they're paid like $15 an hour to figure out plans. Okay, think tanks, right? And then this is how it goes. It goes year by year, you see? And the good leaders, like this Jiang Jingguo, Chiang Kai-shek's son, he was getting closer to Deng Xiaoping, you see? And so this is what was happening, you see? Taiwan was getting close to China in a way such that you'd have unification. I'm not saying one way or the other, but I'm saying this is how my opinion about unification doesn't matter here. But you see, you have people of Taiwan and China if they were to unify, well, then China would get everything, you see, the technology and so on and so forth, you see. Well, then that, the other guys would lose control, you see. So then what you have in the end is an all-out war, which is the Ukraine thing, you see. This is the spark that they're going to try to use, the Ukraine thing, to, you know, precipitate a war. And then, yeah, if China gets involved and attacks Taiwan, then the weapons dealers will be happier in hell, you see. And just one more thing I want to mention, okay?
Okay, then hang over. Hang on. That's the music, though. We'll deal with that after the break. Republic of Texas Radio.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So here we fight all through the night, going at it now, it's tooth and nail, and it's time for me to set my sails.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Well, that's it. Another show all down the pipes or something, but we do have a few more minutes left, so let's carry on with James. We're talking about alternate, information. James, where were you?
Okay, so here's the deal. Everybody in the Lincoln Brigade over there in the Ukraine who thinks they're going to get, they're not going to get any trouble with their sat phone, well, you better think again, because the Russians have geosynchronous satellites watching all the time. Anybody who shoots an electromagnetic signal off is going to get a missile up their keister, okay? They're just going to get blasted, right? So they say, well, your cell phones have fallen down, but you, with your sat phone, you'll be okay. The hell you will, you see? In fact, not only that, I don't know if you know this, you know, they can track a radio receiver, okay? Like a good old AM radio. You turn that on and they can see it because it's got an oscillator in it.
Yep.
It itself is a transmitter, see?
Yep.
So, good luck.
Yeah, people don't really understand the technology out there, even though they can go on Google Earth and damn near look into anyone's windows if they've got the address, you know? They think that they've got way more advanced than what Google Earth can show you, you know? And James,
right.
Thanks for the call. You know, the machine gun horses, I might actually have nightmares about that one.
Well, anyway, you look it up. Look Austrian cavalry World War One. Okay? You'll see the whole deal. My grandfather even had the Luger kit. You know, you could turn it into a rifle. He had one of those.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll let you guys go.
Thanks,
I appreciate it. Interesting. We went all over the place today, and we didn't even get to where I wanted to go. But that's okay. Where I want to go is totally different sometimes, Alan. You know, but we had fun, right?
It is what it is. You know, I think that maybe people like listening because, you know, we're not so scripted. Not saying that scripted is bad, but, you know, we can and we do. We'll talk about anything, you know. It's pretty variable.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to talk about, maybe I'll just touch on it right real quick, is bird flu nonsense, the COVID edition, right? We're getting ready to ramp up again with I hate chickens. And so as that comes into play, you know, they're sitting there going, oh, I hate chickens, COVID, Corona-19 or whatever. You know, they just make this crap up. It's going on across the U.S. in little tiny flashes, right? And they're like, well, remember your COVID. Still COVID protocols for chickens. Got to keep them 6 feet apart and stuff like that, right? And social distancing and plastic in between each chicken. They haven't said that yet, but they're going to have some new nonsense for you. Chuck Smith from the Smith Fix, right? I guess he's not doing Smith Fix anymore, but he talked to me an awful lot about some of the new bird flu nonsense, right? And it is nonsense, folks, and it might be there, but it does have a PCR test is involved. There's all sorts of stupid stuff involved. I got an article here about more bird flu nonsense. So next week, if I can hook
depletion
it all up,
depletion of the food sources. Once again, Steve, it's just another aspect
goes there.
Of starvation.
So we're gonna bring Smith Fix on again, and we're gonna bitch about Corona bird flu nonsense. Yeah, we'll see. Thanks, guys.
Take care, folks.
Okay. Bye bye.
Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.